We got some on-the-record AUKUS talk last night with our foreign minister, talking up the benefits to a degree anyway of joining Pillar 2. We haven't been invited yet, but...
Pillar 2 is not a military alliance, but a technology-sharing mechanism being developed by three of our closest security partners. It's being developed as a response to a deteriorating strategic environment.
All right, Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters is with us on that. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Before I get to this, are you up on the Julian Genta business?
Yes.
Right. So I'm watching you in the House yesterday, once again, trying to articulate that we need some proper discourse and manners and behaviour in the House when it comes to debate. What do you make of what she did?
Well, it's extraordinary. I would imagine that this may well go much further than this. But from what I've been told, and I've looked at, I've talked to some people who were there, if it was not intimidating, then I don't know what is. But you can't stand there with a big book and flash it in someone's face like, any moment now I'm going to bang you on the nose with it and say that you're not being intimidating. I think she just lost the plot.
Yeah. What should happen to her?
Well, it's sort of premature for me to say so because there are processes to discipline someone like that. But just getting up and saying, look, if I made you feel unsafe, then I'm sorry. It doesn't cut it. There has to be consequences for this. What's sad here is, and you will see it, that you've got a parliament being developed here where the strong, robust debate is being assured for people being offended by everything that comes their way that they don't like, screaming and shouting and as though debate doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's disappointing in the extreme.
Yes, exactly. Right, so last night, so a couple of simple questions around AUKUS. Do you know what Pillar 2 entails?
No, I don't. I'm trying to find out from a process begun in October 2021 by Prime Minister Ardern, later on followed up by Hipkins and then Ministers of Defence Little and then Henare. I'm trying to find out what on earth is going on in terms of this discussion because it is a technology-sharing mechanism and it's the nature of that and how we might benefit our economy and a range of other things that we're talking about. And in the middle of the discussion I'm having publicly, not privately as it's been for the last 3 years, all sorts of people are rushing to judgment way ahead of themselves and they've not even been remotely briefed on the matter.
Okay. Was Blinken able to help you when you were there the other week?
No, he wasn't, actually, because, first of all, it's a discussion we're having as to what it might mean in terms of Pillar 2, and we're a long way from it. And as I tried to stress last night, the first thing that we have to first resolve, having got all information, is to be asked to join in the first place. And that's not happened. That's the precondition.
Right.
And the second condition is discussing that with the New Zealand people.
Do you have some inclination that we will be invited?
No, I can't say I do have that at all. I've gone back from the information given to the government in October 2021, worked my way through that. And if we are genuinely, and if it was a matter for, you know, the Official Information Act, having to disclose, so to speak, what we don't know, and that's why I cannot understand, in this age of 2024 and all the modern media, why so much disinformation is out there, unless, as Jeffrey Palmer said, it's all about malice aforethought.
Do you, what weight do you place on it so far? In other words, of all the things we're part of, whether it be Five Eyes or trade deals or whatever, what weight do you place on AUKUS, Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 and our involvement in it? Is this a game changer or just an interesting thing?
Look, that's a superb question and I wish I could answer it. And I think there'd be a whole lot of people who are also engaged in this discussion, talking to other countries and other parties, who would like to be able to answer that question at this time as well. But I'm telling you, we simply have not got that far down the pathway of knowledge on the matter to even being able to answer those questions. That's why we find this current debate extraordinary.
Do you or can you understand what has happened with Labor from they seem to be taking a similar stance to you prior to the election and now something different? What's happened there?
I think they've, in a way, sort of fallen for the politics of outsiders. And by that I mean the former Prime Minister who last got her briefing 16 years ago. This is extraordinary. She's got tweets out there. How can on such a subject like this, you have no sense of how important it is by just having your conversation and tweets? It's far more serious than that. Look, we are concerned about a whole lot of things. If there is a stoppage in the South China Sea to the transportation of goods to New Zealand, our economy gets shut down. New Zealanders need to know the bigger issues we're facing here and what the responsibility of politicians, regardless of political party, is in a bipartisan way, do everything we can to secure this country's long-term security and prosperity. It's important.
It is indeed. Any sense of any sort of time frame at all, whether it be the invitation, the detail of Pillar 2, the discussion with the population, decision, how long does all that take?
Again, I'm not trying to be obtuse or evasive here. I don't know. But, you know, the projected nuclear-powered submarines is set for 2040. That's a long way away, but we're talking about other information. There are new things happening and exciting. You know, if you look at the number of the countries that put rockets into their stratosphere, New Zealand is number four in the world. We've got a brilliant scientific community here that doesn't get the help it needs. But there's also other matters related to this. For example, the ability to transfer electricity, not by cable, but this by new science. This is incredible stuff for countries who are needing energy sources, so to speak. This could also be part of the discussion, but I simply, and no one around me, doing their best and focusing on the issue, knows where this will be will take us. But we do promise one thing. We're going to consult the New Zealand people on the way through.
Good stuff. Appreciate your time. Winston Peters, Foreign Minister.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.